This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, here we are. Mr. Wagner, how was the All-Star break before now having to get back to work with the Brewers baseball once more?
It's been wonderful, Stephen. It's been wonderful. Currently in a very large hotel bed in Chicago, relaxing before heading back to Milwaukee. So, yeah, life is good. Let's go play some ball.
I'm scared to ask, why are you in Chicago?
I had to go down for an event. Had to go do some journalism, you know.
Good.
Busy man.
Yeah, I have... I have questions about your personal life, but we'll save those until the end of the interview, and then we'll ask you about your personal life. I do want to talk a little bit about this Brewers team, if you don't mind. Priester on the mound, then Peralta, then we get to Quintana. And we were talking about this earlier as far as how good Priester has been to this point this season. And knowing that they have team control, you know, for several more years, and how this all looks, how big of a second half of the year do you think this is for Priester as far as playing maybe for a playoff spot?
I mean, I think it's pretty big for him. And I think for them to get a playoff spot, they need him to pitch well. You know, the two go hand in hand. He's been a great find. That has been one of their best moves. Of the Matt Arnold and even going back to David Stearns.
Yep.
It's worked out so well. They need him. Listen, they need him to stay on track and keep producing. One, because they need that to get into the playoffs. Two, you don't want to burn that option because you want that flexibility to have him, be able to send him down next year or beyond that, because he is still a young pitcher. He is going to struggle. You just don't want it to be during these next 2 months.
That's exactly right. In talking about this Brewers team, I said the All-Star break was like running straight into a brick wall. You get all of that momentum, riding a winning streak on emotions, getting through both those series against the Dodgers and the Nationals, and now presto, everything comes to a screeching halt, and now you have to figure out how to start it back up against two relatively difficult baseball teams on the road in L.A. and in Seattle.
I don't think it's that big of a factor to get the time off. I think it's going to help them. They're going to need that bullpen at full strength, especially this week. So getting all those guys a couple of days of rest, getting banged up guys some chances to heal. You know, if anything, to get William Contreras off that finger for a couple of days and see if that gives him any more pop. I think the break came at just the right time, the winning streak notwithstanding. I think they needed it. I think they needed to catch their breath. And I think they needed that time off to step back and realize, okay, here is the task at hand. Here is the difficult road that's ahead. And it starts with those Dodgers. Like, having that break to collect yourself and then lock in on what you have to do these next 3 days, I think it's going to help them.
Glasnow gets the start tonight against Priest. Or last time they saw Glasnow was
Wednesday,
but the previous Wednesday against the Dodgers. 5 innings, gave up a run. It was unearned in that outing. So he pitched fairly well against the Brewers. I always wonder how this works. When you go face somebody for a second time, like Priester and Peralta don't get these guys for a second time, but Quintana is going to get these guys for a second time when he pitches on Sunday. I've always thought, I don't know if you agree, that it's advantage hitter when you see somebody that quickly a second time.
Yeah, I don't know, but it goes in the case of Glasnow because he hasn't pitched much. And was he using full stuff? Was he at full strength? That kind of thing. Add in the break to it. Maybe there's a slight advantage for the Brewers hitters just because, you know, they did perform fairly well against them. They only scored the one run, but, you know, they were kind of, you know, making them work there. So they know the recipe. I think that's the best way to look at it.
You were talking about Freddie Peralta earlier in the show and his contract situation and how this looks right now. Now, nobody believes they're going to trade him, obviously, at the trade deadline because they're in this thing, and why would you trade, you know, your best pitcher? Having said that, the conversation then turned to, he's going into the last year of his deal. What type of money would he command? We started looking over the contracts of the top starting pitchers in baseball based on salary. Charlie Usen and I determined that he's probably somewhere in the area of between $20 and $25 million a year. I offered it up to Charlie. I'm like, hey, what if the Brewers said, we'll give you three years, $75 million? Because at that rate, you're still out of that deal before you really have to pay anybody any type of significant money next time around. Woodruff's money is coming off of the books at that point, too, after this year. So you don't got to worry about having to pay Woodruff. Yeah, you're still on the hook for Yelich, but big money for Chirio isn't happening at this point. Mizorowski, again, I highly doubt they sign him to an extent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mention for probably what he's looking for. So I think they might be able to afford this if they wanted to go that route with Freddie Peralta. But the question that I had to Charlie was, is it more about the money with Freddie, or do you think it's more about the length of the deal, wanting that fifth year? Because go back to Lorenzo Cain, everybody was offering him 4 years. The only reason the Brewers got him was because they guaranteed him the fifth year, and that's what got the Brewers the deal with Lorenzo Cain. You wonder if it's the same for Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it's the annual money is never really the big deal. It's the locked in guaranteed money over four, five, six, 7 years. You know, someone's going to go out there and they're going to offer Freddie the 6 year, 7 year contract. You know, he's going to be the one, if he does hit the market, he's going to be one of the best starting pitchers available. You look at the guys who are coming up after next season. I mean, he's pretty much up there. I don't think he sits back and takes a seven. Listen, he gave the Brewers a pretty good deal on the first contract.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's going to be a hometown discount this time around. He left a lot of money on the table. And let's face it, there's going to be pressure, the union, for him to go out and you know, kind of keep the line moving and keep setting the bar higher and higher. You know, they don't want guys to take hometown discounts. That's bad for their business. So I don't see him settling for a 3 year deal when someone's going to go out there and offer him that life changing last major contract.
Sal Frelick, Andrew Wagner, they're saying is a minor hamstring strain or whatever the case may be. I've seen nothing from the Brewers as of yet for tonight. Your thoughts on Frelick and whether or not you think he might end up on the IL here?
I mean, we're not going to know anything for a couple hours yet. You know, they're going to, I said this with Mason and Mitch the other day, they're going to have him come out to the ballpark. They're going to put him through all the tests. They're going to sit there and watch him and evaluate him, see if the time off helped at all, and then make a decision. I'm sure they've got their taxi squad guys in place just in case, but I would suspect we're not going to hear anything until pretty close to game time tonight.
I would like to bring your personal life into this, if you do not mind, Mr. Wagner, because
you enjoy this part of it, and I don't get that.
Well, you're the one that tweets. So if you tweet, it becomes public. And if once you make it public, then I feel like it's fair game to discuss with you on the radio station if you're tweeting. Charlie, don't you think that's a fair rule for me to have?
I think that's fair.
If it's not in the public limelight, then I'm not going to talk about it unless it's funny, like you getting hurt in softball. Okay. Then we'll talk about it. But otherwise, we try not to. So last night, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I am trying to figure out what in the world is going on. So I see you tweet, "I'll campaign from my couch or from a lawn chair in at the Humorous Garage while we crush a rack of High Life Light." And then I see another tweet that says, "That said, since I would appoint Dives of Wisconsin as my Secretary of Commerce, I'd entertain a statewide dive bar tour, but only true dive bars. The kind of joints where the ladies have to hover and the dudes just go outside." Woo! Andrew Wagner, yeah,
you got to go back to the beginning. I'm running for governor.
No, I don't care about that. This is what I care about. I think I got to figure out if we can make this work. I think an Andrew Wagner tour of dive bars around Wisconsin could be highly entertaining over the wintertime. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm actually working on a dive bar classification index because I'm sick of people. It's usually like the bougie East Side, downtown, lakefront condo dwelling, Lake Geneva, summer house types that refer to any bar that isn't like bougie and fancy as a dive bar. And I'm sick of the term being misused.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead. We started, my buddy and I have started the chart, the bar level. You've got the dive bar. You've got the county bar. You've got the local bar. You've got the neighborhood bar. Then you just have bars.
What is the dive bar? What is your classification? Hold on one second. Hold on. Don't tell me.
I
want to go to Charlie first. Charlie, how would you classify a dive bar? Now, this is a guy that's, you know, what are you, 23, whatever it is.
23, yeah.
Right. So what is your classification as a dive bar? Because he hasn't been in that many bars in his life.
Can't have more than like 45 people that can fit in that place. Usually dark.
Too big.
Oh, it's too big. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
I put the definition of a dive bar in the tweet. You read it on the air. You want to know if it's a dive bar? If a lady goes to the bathroom and has to hover, that's a dive bar.
Yeah, I get, but like that also doesn't say the size of it. Like that doesn't say 45 people.
No,
I think if the bartender is the owner, usually that's a big sign. If the bartender has like a computer back there and is sitting back there and changing the music on their phone, that's usually a good sign. Again, it has to be dark. One pool table
for sure.
Quarter operated.
Yes.
It's not one that you get anything else. It has to be quarter operated.
Yes.
And you don't want to drink the beer from the tap. It's always bottled. That's a dive bar.
You've never been to a true dive bar, Charlie.
That's pretty good.
Take you out.
All right. I'll go on this trip with you through the winter. It'll be me and you.
Jackson Clinic in Linden Station, Wisconsin is a dive bar. There's no floor to the bar.
What? What do you mean there's no floor?
It's basically like sawdust. It's great. It's like, it's literally a shed. It's fantastic.
A shed.
They have a raccoon hunt in the fall, a coyote hunt in the spring.
Wags, I'm serious. We should do a dive bar tour with Andrew Wagner and do like hot stove brewer shows from a different dive bar on Monday nights or something throughout the season, wintertime.
I have just the guy to call in to help out with this. College Dave Mikologic, lifelong Milwaukee bartender, the dean of Milwaukee bartenders. He knows dive bars better than I do. But yeah, we are taking back the title of dive bars. We are going to make dive bars great again.
You're gonna have shirts, the whole deal. I think it would be really good, Mr. Wagner. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Yep, talk to you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.